Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Thursday, January 12th. Currently with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.35. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the wind chill is 22 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Exhibitor Magazine has named the Overland Park Convention Center the best small convention center in North America for 2023.
The selection process is based on surveys of past clients and event managers. Those surveys focus on five primary criteria, including facility and functionality. The conference center has received special mention from Exhibitor for the fourth consecutive year. The venue was also awarded Best Customer Service and On-Site Support in North America in 2021 and Best Small Convention Center in North America in 2020 and 2022. I'm Armetta Landrum.
Bed Bath & Beyond announced the closure of two Kansas stores and said it may need to file for bankruptcy. Stores on Iowa Street in Lawrence and on Third Place in Manhattan will close as part of the company's restructuring. The retailer plans to cut an additional $80 million to $100 million, and layoffs are likely. Sales at those stores are planned soon. This is Kansas Information Network News.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our technical skills.
Our math, our engineering skills.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our organizational skills, our problem-solving skills.
You're going to need our determination, our honesty, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. Equipment manufacturer John Deere and the American Farm Bureau Federation have signed a memorandum of understanding that ensures farmers and ranchers have the right to repair their own farm equipment. And the memorandum of understanding, signed on Sunday at the Federation's convention in San Juan, Puerto Rico, follows several years of discussions between the two sides. Federation President Zippy Duval said the agreement addresses a long-running issue for farmers and ranchers when it comes to accessing tools, information, and resources while protecting John Deere's intellectual property rights and ensuring equipment safety. He said a piece of equipment is a major investment. Farmers must have the freedom to choose where equipment is repaired or to repair it themselves to help control costs. The agreement commits John Deere to ensuring farmers and independent repair facilities have access to many of the tools and software needed to keep the equipment running. John Deere commits to engaging with farmers and dealers to resolve issues when they arise and agrees to meet with the Farm Bureau Federation at least twice per year to evaluate progress. The agreement formalizes farmers' access to diagnostic and repair codes and to operator, parts, and service manuals and product guides. And it also ensures farmers will be able to purchase diagnostic tools directly from John Deere and receive assistance from the manufacturer when ordering parts and products. The Kansas Highway Patrol, like most law enforcement agencies, is struggling to fill openings. And as state lawmakers disagree about some of the reasons behind the issue, a new bill could change who the department reports to. Because some Republican legislators say the department isn't able to recruit or retain officers due to the department's leadership, and they're trying to change it. Captain Mitch Clark of the Kansas Highway Patrol told state lawmakers about the struggles the department is facing when it comes to recruiting and keeping troopers. As right now, the Kansas Highway Patrol says it's down 52 officers from the max that it's funded for and had only 15 graduates in 2022. The Kansas Highway Patrol received a pay raise in 2022 that Clark said should help with recruiting for upcoming classes. However, he said the Highway Patrol isn't alone because this is a national crisis. Clark blamed low pay and other issues for the shortage of recruits, but state leaders think it's something else, and that's leadership. Republicans aren't happy with how the department has been run under its current superintendent, Herman Jones, since he was appointed in 2019 by Governor Laura Kelly. And that's why Representative Stephen Owens has introduced a bill that would move the Kansas Highway Patrol from under the governor to the attorney general, with Owens saying it's quite obvious that there needs to be a leadership change. After Wednesday's presentation, senators on the Transportation Committee said they're mixed on that move, and Owens said that there should be hearings on the bill over the next few weeks. Governor Kelly signed the first executive order of her second term on Tuesday to establish the Early Childhood Transition Task Force. The task force is charged with reviewing Kansas's early childhood programs and developing a roadmap for the creation of a new state, cabinet-level agency focused solely on supporting the success of our youngest Kansans. The task force will analyze the current early childhood system and how it's financed, focusing on gaps, inefficiencies, and redundancies. It will also conduct a series of stakeholder engagement opportunities and draft a transition plan for the new agency. The task force will build on the Kelly administration's first-term efforts around early childhood, which include investing more than $270 million to support child care providers and increasing access to reliable, affordable child care. The task force will include representatives from state government, the private sector, philanthropic organizations, early childhood service providers, and advocacy organizations. And Governor Kelly will also invite members of the Kansas Senate and the Kansas House of Representatives to be members of the task force. The State Library of Kansas reminds residents that information about the 2023 Kansas legislature is only a phone call or chat away. The toll-free number for the legislative hotline is 1-800-432-3924. The calls are answered by experienced reference and research librarians at the State Library, and some frequently asked questions include, who are my legislators, how can I contact them, and what's the status of a bill? Other questions may concern the legislative process, where to find historic information, and other Kansas government-related questions. The hotline is open Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. However, constituents can leave a brief message for their legislators or for a librarian's response. Questions can also be emailed to infodesk@ks.gov. Kansans can also chat with a librarian in real time through the library's Ask a Librarian service found at kslib.info/ask. And from that page, residents use the web or download the mobile app to connect to the State Library's reference services through chat, email, or phone. In Nebraska news, a Papillon man was sentenced on Tuesday for the abuse and neglect of over 600 animals they had been keeping in his home. A Sarpy County District Court judge sentenced Edward Lubin, 57, to three consecutive 12-month terms relating to felony animal cruelty and neglect, followed by 9 months of supervised probation and a 15-year prohibition of owning, harboring, or residing with any animal. In December of 2021, the Nebraska Humane Society removed more than 650 animals, ranging from exotic birds to reptiles and amphibians, from his home near 84th and East Centennial Streets. And about 70 of those animals were dead, while many others were severely neglected and malnourished. The surviving animals were taken and treated by the Nebraska Humane Society. Lubin had been facing 12 felony and misdemeanor charges, but pled no contest to three of the 12 after the other nine charges were dropped. Authorities reported that on Wednesday, the Nebraska State Patrol arrested Community Correction Center Lincoln employee, 57-year-old Kelly Surrounded, a behavioral health practitioner supervisor, for letting a Nebraska inmate use a state-issued cell phone. According to the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services, he had been employed by the Nebraska Department of Correctional Services since December of 2019, and he has resigned from his job. Under Nebraska law, allowing a prisoner to have unauthorized visitation or communication is a Class 4 felony, and if Surrounded is convicted, he could serve up to 2 years in prison. Several Nebraska fire departments are reporting that they responded to the most calls ever in 2022. Seward Fire and Rescue is celebrating the completion of a record-breaking year with 756 calls requiring response. Officials said crews responded to more than 100 reports of fires and more than 50 car crashes. And medical calls represented a vast majority of the calls received. To stay prepared, crews participated in nearly 1,200 hours of training throughout the year. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
The Kansas Department of Transportation has announced that K-123 in Decatur and Sheridan counties has reopened. Construction has been suspended for the winter, and the contractor expects to resume work in late April. The remaining project activities include additional main line and shoulder paving, stripping, and installation of edge line rumble strips. The road will remain open during construction, and traffic will be directed by flaggers and a pilot car. For more information, you can contact the Kansas Department of Transportation Area Engineer Eric Oschlager at 785-443-1266. In cooperation with the Norton Pheasants Forever chapter, the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt is held to provide a safe opportunity for young hunters to get focused training and hunting opportunities that are unique to this event. And this special hunt within state park boundaries allows for the introduction and retention of youth in the outdoor experience of hunting upland birds. The Prairie Dog State Park Youth Hunt is designed to encourage young hunters and should offer a quality experience with a better-than-average chance of success to help keep young hunters interested. Prairie Dog State Park is accepting applications for the annual Youth Pheasant Hunt, which will be held on Sunday, January 22nd at 1 p.m. The mentored hunt is limited to 12 youth hunters aged 10 to 15. All participants must wear blaze orange during the special hunt, and each youth must be accompanied by an adult. If more than 12 youth apply for the hunt, local staff will conduct a drawing to determine who will be eligible to hunt in this year's event. Lunch will be served prior to a safety and instruction meeting. To apply, you can contact the Prairie Dog State Park office at 785-877-2953, no later than January 20th, with your name, birth date, and phone number. According to unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, January 9th, Chairman Richard Thompson called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. The commission held the establishing of the Board of Norton County Commission. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint Commissioner Beidler as chairman, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. And a motion was made by Commissioner Beidler to appoint Commissioner Matchett as vice chairman, with the second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to approve the depository banks for Norton County as First State Bank, Solutions North Bank, The Bank, and Equity Bank, all of Norton. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve the 2023 mileage rate as approved by the IRS at 65.5 cents per mile. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. Resolution 2023-03 was presented to the Commission to designate the Norton Telegram as the official Norton County newspaper. A motion was made by Commissioner Thompson to approve Resolution 2023-03, with the second from Commissioner Matchett, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint the KQNK radio as the official Norton County radio. The motion was given a second by Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. A motion was made by Commissioner Matchett to appoint members to boards that include, for Economic Development, Richard and Marvin; for the Norton County Hospital, Garrett as a representative; for the Airport Board, Marvin and Garrett; for the Northwest Kansas Planning and Development, Richard; for Northwest Kansas Juvenile Services, Richard; for the Norton County Health Board, Marvin, Richard, and Garrett; and for High Plains Mental Health Board, Lindsay Peterson. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed 3-0. The meeting was then adjourned until January 16th. Funeral services for Dr. R. A. Buzz Peterson, 81, of Norton, will be held at 10:30 a.m. today, Thursday, January 12th, at the First Church of God in Norton, and burial will follow at the Norton Cemetery. Condolences may be left at plumbergobber.com. Memorial services for Raymond Hikus, 76 of Lenora, will be held at 2 p.m. Saturday, January 14th at the Plummer Gobber Funeral Home. Visitation will be from 5 to 7 p.m. tomorrow, Friday, January 13th, also at the funeral home. Interment will be held at a later date at the Norton Cemetery. Memorial contributions may be made to the Raymond Hikus Memorial Fund and may be sent in care of Plummer Gobber Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. Condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. A memorial service for Lanny Davis, 83 of Norton, will be held at the United Methodist Church in Norton today, Thursday, January 12th at 2 p.m. Lanny willed his body to be donated to the Kansas University Medical School to further medical research, and Plummer Gobber Funeral Home in Norton is assisting with the arrangements. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to the Norton Lions Club, and condolences may be left at plummergobber.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having macaroni and cheese, little smokies, cooked carrots, rosy applesauce, pepper strips, French bread, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be burrito, green beans, fruit, and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today will be chicken and noodles, mashed potatoes, bread, vegetable, and fruit. Your schedule for Norton Schools today: all day, the FFA at Atwood. At 3:30 p.m., the Norton Junior High School Wrestling Pictures. And at 4 p.m., the Varsity Scholars Bowl at Ellis. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, farmers helping farmers to succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today should be partly sunny with a high near 37 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there'll be areas of fog after 4 a.m. Otherwise, it should be mostly cloudy with a low around 19 and a northwest wind around 5 miles per hour, becoming calm in the evening. On Friday, there'll be areas of fog before noon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming sunny with a high near 43. And on Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 24. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
When you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock 'em out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Saturday, it should be partly sunny with a high near 52. On Sunday, partly sunny with a high near 53. On Monday, it should be mostly sunny with a high near 48. On Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 48. And on Wednesday, there's a chance of rain and snow. Otherwise, partly sunny with a high near 41. Currently, with fair skies, it is 30 degrees. The humidity is 86%. The wind speed is northwest at 9 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.35. The dew point is 27 degrees, and the current wind chill is 22 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 822.
I suddenly collapsed. I could hardly breathe. Everything went dark. Thankfully, two wings of light landed on my chest, and I was brought back to life. A stranger, a fearless hero, touched my heart and saved my life. Our hands are wings of life. Learn hands-only CPR. Visit heart.org/CPRheroes.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Save more, earn more with the Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union. Enrollment in this program automatically rounds up the amount of all debit card and share draft purchases made from your checking account to the next whole dollar and deposits into the Easy Saver savings account. Not only will this account help you save, but it also earns 2.01% APY monthly. Special terms and conditions apply. Come in today and open your Easy Saver account at the United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA insured.
KIN Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski. The Kansas City Chiefs are off this weekend since they earned the number one seed in the AFC playoffs, and when they return to action in the divisional round, they'll play the lowest remaining seed in the AFC. While there are four potential outcomes, the Chiefs are expected to get either the fourth-seeded Jacksonville Jaguars or the fifth-seeded Los Angeles Chargers. Matt Derrick of ChiefsDigest.com told WIBW Radio in Topeka this week that while many fans consider the Chargers to be the toughest possible matchup for the Chiefs in the divisional round, he thinks the Jaguars could be a big challenge too.
Yeah, they're a scary team. There's no doubt about that. I think it almost though, I don't know. There's part of me that is, I know the Chiefs are a better team than the Jaguars. They've proven that, and the Jaguars are not quite there yet. But as good as much as the Chargers know the Chiefs, I'm not sure anybody knows Andy Reid better than Doug Peterson. So that would be the scary one for me, is that sometimes when the gods wish to punish us, they answer your prayers. So be careful with the Jaguars.
Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Brendan Dorzinski.
There's a part of our world that we pay little attention to. Here, an ant drags a seed five times its own size. A grasshopper devours a fresh leaf. And a bee sips from a drop of dew. And down here, toxic chemicals and carcinogens are leaching into our environment. They come from objects that we look past every day. Littered cigarette butts. Every one is a tiny, toxic waste site. And there are millions of them. Right where we live, work, and play. Let's stop the toxic litter. Learn more at RethinkButts.org. Brought to you by Legacy and Leave No Trace.
Norton County Hospital and Medical Clinic encourage you to make health a priority in the new year by scheduling an appointment with your primary care provider. You and your provider form a team to address your health concerns and risks, plan for screenings to prevent disease, and help you feel your best. The hospital is proud to offer family and internal medicine, emergency care, specialty clinics, wound care, pain management, rehabilitation, and more. Find Norton County Hospital online to learn about its services and its dedicated team to help you through all stages of life.
The new year is here. Time for a change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand IT field with My Computer Career. In just months, already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus, and financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. My name is Slade Wiley. Right now, let's go ahead and get a check of the weather.
Good morning. A quick moving system was making its exit out to the south and east of us as an area of low pressure pushed across northeastern Oklahoma. That produced some snow over northeastern and east central Kansas. In fact, we had reports that roads were covered late last night in Salina, just over an inch of snow reported in Topeka, and a dusting in Emporia as that system again makes its exit. For today, colder air is going to be sticking in. In fact, that will stick around tomorrow, then warm up coming this weekend. Today's high will likely be in the low 40s in northwestern Kansas, with tonight's low in the mid-teens. In north-central Kansas, mostly cloudy with a high in the upper 30s, a bit breezy at times. And for northeastern Kansas, breezy and cooler with a high in the mid-30s. In southwestern Kansas, partly cloudy and cool today, or high temperature near 50, tonight's low in the upper teens. We'll have some areas of snow making its exit in south-central Kansas. Today's high in the low 40s, tonight's low in the low 20s, and in southeastern Kansas, a wind advisory in effect today, light snow ending with a high in the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Ann Holliday.
Thank you very much for that weather update. Livestock did not find much support on Wednesday. Cash cattle did not trade, and feeder cattle declined, even though there was a little pressure from corn. Hogs took another beating with continued cash and cutout weaknesses. Now, early this morning, stock futures in the U.S. were quietly higher, influenced by a higher rate of trade in Europe, and traders are cautious ahead of the Labor Department's Customer Service Price Index report for December. Now, corn is up 3 cents earlier this morning, while soybeans are up by 11 cents. And finally, looking now to the wheat market, taking a look at wheat. Wheat is up 4 cents earlier this morning, attempting a second day higher after testing its August low of $8.11¾ on